President Obama was spending part of his election day doing radio TV interviews from his hometown in Chicago, and ABC's Alex Stone is part of the news team covering the president on this final day of his campaign for re-election, and Alex joins us on the Como Newsline from Obama Election Night headquarters in Chicago. Good afternoon, Alex. How's it going there?
Hi, Larry. We just got through security. You can probably hear behind me right now all the tractors and the cherry pickers that they're using to set up the last of the lighting and up in the rafters. This literally is a last-minute operation to get this hall ready. A day ago, this was still just an empty convention hall. Now there are bleachers set up, a stage, giant American flag, two TV screens and monitors on each side of the stage that say election night and have a picture of President Obama and Joe Biden. But they're still doing a lot of the setup work here inside this hall. Very different from 2008 when we were outside in Grant Park and there were close to 300,000 people who showed up for that event.
Now, the president spending his election day a little different than Mitt Romney. He was doing some radio interviews and satellite TV interviews today. How did that go?
Yeah, so far so good. They just wrapped those up. He's playing a game of basketball right now, pickup basketball, a tradition that he has, a little bit of superstition that he believes when he plays basketball before an election night, whether it be a primary or an actual full election, that then he wins. So he's got his friends together, some Secret Service members, Reggie Love, his former body man, also a college hoop star, and they're playing a little basketball today before the returns start coming in tonight. He'll be playing for about another, according to his schedule, about another hour and 40 minutes or so.
Got about 30 seconds here left. Alex, describe the mood of the campaign, because this is President Obama's final campaign of his political career.
Yeah, some emotion. He showed some emotion last night at his final stop with with a tear coming down to his face. But, they seem to truly believe, as does Mitt Romney's side, that they are going to win tonight. You have two campaigns that truly believe they will win.
And indeed, it's going to be a long night if the polls indicate anything. Alex Stone joining us from Obama Election Night headquarters in Chicago. Of course, he, along with the rest of the ABC News team, will be giving us in-depth coverage from the key battleground states. And keep it right here on Como News Radio for the latest. We'll have complete election results tonight throughout the night here on Como News Radio. Well, while the president was staying put in his hometown of Chicago, Governor Mitt Romney taking a different approach on this election day. Romney's still campaigning on the road, making stops in Cleveland and Pittsburgh. And covering the Romney campaign is ABC's Stephen Portnoy, who joins us now on the Como Newsline from Romney's Election Night headquarters. Good afternoon, Stephen.
And to you. Mitt Romney says he is confident of a win tonight, looking forward to one. He has traveled today from Massachusetts, where he voted early this morning, to Ohio and Pennsylvania. While he was in Cleveland, he met up with his running mate, Paul Ryan. They went to speak to local volunteers. And he'll then come here to Boston, where his top advisors and legal minds are huddled together at the Boston Garden, where the Celtics and Bruins normally play. That's the war room for the Romney effort tonight. To win tonight, they're really going to have to run the table. Win in all of the states, or most of them, where they need to win the presidency. That's Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, New Hampshire, Colorado, and if I've done my mouth right, I think Ohio is included in that as well. They need to either win Ohio or Pennsylvania, the two states Romney visited today. That's why the road to 270 is much steeper than the president.
I'd say Pennsylvania may be a little bit in play on this one. Is he gambling on maybe a little bit of an upset there?
Well, he certainly is hoping for one. I would tell you that both campaigns acknowledge that there has been a narrowing of the pre-election polls in that state. But the Obama campaign is still confident of a lead there. Yet they had Bill Clinton out for four different stops across the state of Pennsylvania yesterday. Mitt Romney visited the state on Sunday, and he'll do it again today. It is an opportunity, Romney says, to play in Pennsylvania. But here's the problem for the Romney campaign. They can't point to a series of polls in the states where they need to win, where they have been leading before today. Ultimately, it's all about turnout. If the voters surprise all the pollsters, then we'll have a President Romney inaugurated on January 21st. But short of that, all the scientists who've looked at the public opinion research would tell you that there's no place, there's a very few opportunities for Mitt Romney to win tonight. But his campaign is very enthusiastic. They say they've never seen this kind of enthusiasm among voters in a Republican election in their days. So we'll see who wins tonight, I can promise you, you want to keep it tuned to Como News Radio because it's going to be a very long night, I imagine.
And Stephen Portnoy, you along with your ABC News colleagues will be giving us plenty of coverage of the presidential campaign. That's ABC News' Stephen Portnoy joining us on the Como Newsline.